Hi, my name's Shane Burley.
And I'm Monica Homburg.
And we are the S&M...
It's like I got nothing.
Wer ist der größere Fugtot?
Like my rant
you,
notes.
You wanna,
yeah.
Do you, sorry, I have you're
rant
cheating
notes.
Now?
Oh, I have.
You
I know.
You actually pre-wrote. Your
I wrote.
Rant?
No. Just like three little points. Like three little. You know.
Why do I feel like I need to choke you?
Because it turns you the fuck on.
Right on, lady.
All right. So All right. So last week we had some film-esque fucktards.
Right.
And this week
we have a theme this week.
Wait a minute. Like we don't.
Oh, did I totally blow that?
No, you didn't totally blow that. You just made me feel like I don't have it together usually to give you a theme.
No, there's always a theme, but we never actually call it a theme.
Oh,
so.
And we also don't tell people what the episode is. So by the way, hello, welcome to episode 21. I'm very excited.
We never do that.
We never do that, but we should because we can't just leave it up
well,
to them to
start
guess.
Over
no. Well, come on, they're already here. They're already listening. Let's just focus.
All right.
Let's just bring it.
This is episode 21. What she said.
And so our theme today is the powerful how do we say it? This pull, you know, this dangerous pull of some games, you know, some extreme games that are out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I know there's all the violent video games out there.
Exactly.
There's all that, you know, just basically, you know, satanic
like
worship. Really.
Satanic worship or, you know,
yeah.
All the other things
Dungeons
like...
Dungeons and Dragons. I mean, parkour. Only jackasses play that.
Exactly.
I mean, they're either a jackass or they want to kill babies. I mean, that's just how it is.
Exactly. Or you cut know? Up babies and then plaster them over the
well,
ceiling.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, there's
sort of
nothing
art.
Better than playing a good game of D&D, slaughtering a small child, and then just rubbing its, you know, infant blood all over your body.
It's very arousing. And you know what's worse?
What?
Apparently Yahtzee.
Sorry, Yahtzee.
Well, okay. Yes.
Yahtzee.
Let's
right.
tell you a little bit about what Yahtzee, the havoc that Yahtzee has wrecked lately. So, dispute over Yahtzee game may be motive for mother's murder. Now, this was a while back. This was like in December. Oh, God, no. It was July. Okay, I have no memory. But anyway, this was back in July, and I remembered this because of the next one that's going to come up. So, Alberta, Minneapolis. Huh. I didn't know there was an Alberta.
Minnesota.
Oh. All right. edit. I know a lot about every place in the world, especially the U.S., because I've been to every place in the U.S. Thank you, people from the U.S. listening. So, Alberta.
Minnesota.
A third son has been charged in connection with the death of a woman whose buried remains were unearthed in the backyard of her home in western Minnesota. And there's Minnesota right there in the first fucking paragraph. You'd think I would have just done that. And the motive for the crime could be a holiday dispute over a game of Yahtzee. I have a lot of, you know, my family is messed up, as I imagine are yours. You
well,
know.
You know, everyone's got their crazy nuts, but...
And, you know, you can see how a fight would escalate.
I've murdered anyone over a board game.
You can't say
game.
That. I mean, you can't say it because we're on the air, but...
well, that's true.
On the airwaves. But... I find that this is interesting. Okay, so 25-year-old Dylan Clements is charged in Stevens County with accessory after the fact to murder in the death of Tamara Lee Mason. Her decomposed remains were found Thursday buried in her home in Alberta. Prosecutors say 17-year-old Jacob Seth Cobb strangled the woman on her living room floor last December. It's not funny, but Yahtzee just inspires much more passion than I ever expected. Like, I can't envision someone just strangling somebody over a game of Yahtzee. But it's like, maybe you just don't want to play. You just don't.
No.
Then he and Clement's half-brother, 18-year-old Andrew Cobb, put a plastic bag over her head and tightened a belt around her neck. We will not play your fucking game of Nazi.
Of Nazi. Yahtzee!
Yahtzee, Yahtzee! Okay, I just wait for the hate mail. All right. Jacob Seth Cobb was charged Monday with second-degree intentional murder. What? Well, all right. I mean...
Intentional murder? I mean, he really...
I know he intended to do it, but all right. I thought that...
There was no premeditation, I think is the definition.
Oh, okay. You just lost it in a fit of rage. A criminal complaint says Clemens drove Mason's body to South Dakota, then east to Glenwood, Minnesota, before storing it in a garbage can in a shed on her property until the ground thawed. Investigators say Clemens told him that Mason wanted to play Yahtzee with her three sons after they all returned home from Christmas dinner at a friend's. When the boys refused, she got mad, grabbed a few things, and stormed out of the house. And I guess that it's like, no, you will not leave! We cannot, we need to settle this civilly, okay? We're not going to play your fucking game of Yahtzee. Also, we're going to murder the shit out of you. Okay. It's very strange, Stephen's... I like that this is the detective statement. Okay, or the sheriff's statement. Oh, it's very strange, Stephen's County Sheriff Randy Willis told the Star Tribune Tuesday. She wanted to play Yahtzee, and they didn't. That seemed to be, in their minds, what expedited her sudden demise. Of the family, Willis said, it's probably not the most functional family in the world. But it's not the most dysfunctional, either. How isn't it?
This is so tragic.
It really is, isn't it? And yet
we've talked about people, you know, like faking their death. We've talked about people that, you know, murder somebody or strangle somebody or beat somebody for just stupid reasons.
Is this winning all of a sudden?
This is suddenly, you know...
They just get worse and worse.
Killing your parent... Over a game
of Yahtzee.
Like, seriously, it's not like Risk or...
Well, because that's justifiable.
Or Stratego. I mean, there's games where you could... I mean, it's
you could
not
see
like
how it would happen. Guess Monopoly.
Who. Like, guess who I could see totally kill
it. Just inspires
He's wearing glasses and he's got a red sweater. No, he doesn't. That's it! You know, you pull out a 45, start laying waste to your opponent. But Yahtzee...
It's a fucking game of dice. And
I don't even know how to play Yahtzee.
I had to actually look it up again because I remember playing it. And apparently, basically, it's poker, but you're playing it with dice. So you have to have a certain hand, right? Like, whatever it is, right?
Okay, well, okay. There's the connection.
Oh, okay.
That's the connection.
All right, tell me.
The connection to poker.
Okay.
If you play... What the hell was that? If you play
Most
poker...
Most professional podcast ever.
I don't have no idea. If you play poker and... If you read any Western fiction or watch Old West films, people are getting whacked all the time over poker.
Okay, yeah.
So Yahtzee is our modern day poker.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you see these celebrities and all these famous, you know, quote unquote poker people on the, you know, poker circuit that are getting millions of dollars.
Yeah.
You don't ever see them pulling out a gun. They got the sunglasses on.
The curse,
you know, they've
moved
got the
on.
Hat, so they can't, you know, show much expression. You know, so
right.
You know, and they just kind of sit there and they stare and they just kind of flip cards to the cameras under the table and things. You know, for the viewers at home.
Yeah, you really.
But you can't pull out a gun there. They're usually done at casinos, and casinos are not going to put up with any shenanigans like that. They're
but
not going
to
put up with
anything. But you go into a private
anything.
Residence.
But a private residence, yeah, you break out the Yahtzee game. It's the Wild West all over again.
It's just chaos.
It's like,
fucking,
you know,
chaos.
Battle, battle, battle. I got this. Ah!
You son of a bitch! Fucking die, you
exactly.
Motherfucker.
See,
yes.
There we've solved the reason why.
Oh, wow.
The lack of murders because of real, you know, card
like
poker.
The ability to kill someone
you
during
can't
an actual
do that
poker
anymore.
Game. Oh.
So, you know, you
so
gotta, real poker has got to be able to whack somebody. You've got to be able to, like,
yeah.
You know, beat them, break a kneecap, shoot them in the face.
Strangle
you gotta have
them,
all
cut up
these
their
things.
Body. I mean, you gotta be
exactly.
Able to do it. Once that you repress that,
then
you
gotta
you
move
create,
on.
Yeah,
you gotta move on to Yahtzee.
Area where
that is the only reason.
This is like, you know, when they, like, start, you know, moving certain things like illicit practices over.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll shut down these brothels or this area so it's
take
you know,
it all to
of,
Vegas.
And
you know?
Exactly, then they just move it down to a street that's not going to be.
And so there's got to
well.
Be a street in Vegas where it's nothing but Yahtzee.
Oh God, yeah.
And that's
absolutely.
And that, the cops are
high
always going.
Yahtzee.
Cops in Yahtzee Town.
This.
So anyway, yeah.
armed shooting.
You know, cause Yahtzee.
Yeah, Yahtzee.
We're calling in a 185 Yahtzee. It's like, I don't know. That's which reminds me, by the way, when I went to see, like,
I totally want to do an entire episode on
calling
cops
in
Yahtzee.
In Yahtzee. You know? We got another one. Another one down. What is the cause? It's a 185.
What
not
85?
Another 185.
Damn it. We got to go down to Yahtzeeville again. Yeah, we call this area of town Yahtzeeville because of all the, you know, gang-related violence that happens here because of the game of Yahtzee, you know. We gotta pull over.
Running. Yeah, oh, I love cops. It's the stupidest thing in the world.
But it's all, but they're only ever arresting white kids from like suburban homes.
Oh,
there's
really?
Not the, you know, quote unquote scary black man that's always on
really?
The show.
Really? Because I've seen a lot of cops where it actually is like, you know.
Kind suburban of, kids with like their hats backwards.
I see a lot of those, but I definitely do see. I
obviously
have on cops.
I haven't watched Cops in like a decade. I have not seen. Is it still on?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That's so sad.
It's very heartbreaking.
Cops in Yahtzee Town.
I was just gonna mention because I think it would apply to our little Yahtzee phone-in thing. But that randomly, when I saw Scream 4, I think it's Scream 4 or Scream 5, whatever the last one is so far.
I have no.
It doesn't matter.
Idea.
The point is that there's supposed to be like a police force there, and something happens, and this is the call they get. The call is, it's at the Jeffersons' house. Oh, okay. What is it? Just come now. It's bad. Real bad. And my friend sitting with me is like, nobody calls it in like that. They don't say, it's bad, real bad. Like, that is not the way that you're going to describe it to somebody. You're maybe going to say what happened.
How do you describe this script?
Just
bad, real bad.
It's an all right script overall. But anyway, all that to say, I don't, you know, you. What do you say with the Yahtzee, you know?
I'm going to get some dice, we'll find out.
Oh, I like the way that works. all right. Let's move on to the next guy.
So we're talking about Yahtzee for like 5 minutes.
Well, no. We will continue because
here
we go.
This all makes sense in a minute.
And no, it won't make any more sense.
Okay, well, this is, this is Canadian crime. Oh, how sad. All right, so.
No, Florida.
Oh, this is Florida. Wow.
We can feel proud of our country for one more minute. Watch one more minute. Whew. And then I'm sure we can find something.
Stuart Wood. First of all, he's got an awesome name.
It doesn't. It's hot.
He's got a good tee too. And I thought it said he was playing Yahtzee in East Nipples. Florida man choked wife during game of Yahtzee, cops say. Okay, here's the opening line.
Yeah.
Game over.
Hello, Huffington Post.
Florida police arrested a 50-year-old man at his home on Saturday after he allegedly choked his wife over a heated game of Yahtzee. Deputies arrived in the East Nipples. East Naples residence of Ian Stewart Wood after his wife called to report a domestic attack which supposedly sprang from an argument over the popular
Milton Bradley dice game. It's a promo. It's a little viral campaign.
Dudes, you gotta tell them, like, strangle each other while you're playing and you'll totally get in the news.
Yeah, you know what? We just need to...
And you get a free game of Yahtzee.
Did you hear about the guys that, this is the meeting. I'm trying to reenact the meeting at the Yahtzee Corporation. Milton Bradley. Well, did you hear about that? That game, that thing that had to do with our game. I'm really selling this.
I'm really selling it.
I am going to blame the fact that I have a cold on my complete dysfunctional brain.
Nudity.
But anyway, it's just going to, let's forget what I just said. Let's go on.
The Naples Daily News described the scene. The victim then told deputies, Wood pushed her to the ground, placed his hand over her mouth, pushed his knee into her back while telling her to stop screaming. Wow.
Do you like the fact, like, how can you tell someone, by the way, and I'm sure this is a popular technique, to stop screaming when you're trying to kill them? It's sort of like counterintuitive.
It's like a strategy that I don't think works ever.
Ever, yeah. Please stop screaming while I kill you. You
stop
only have
screaming. I've only attached electrodes to your genitals. You should stop screaming anytime now.
Relax. It's going to be over in a moment.
That
anyway,
is so
go
sad.
On.
Wood's wife actually told authorities that she attempted to leave the home to cool down, knowing that Yahtzee...
No, wait, sorry, I interrupted you at the wrong time.
To tell her to stop screaming. He then rolled her over and placed his hands around her throat and began choking her to the point where she could not breathe. Wood's wife actually told authorities that she attempted to leave the home to cool down, knowing that Yahtzee had gotten out of hand.
Did she realize that?
I suppose, you know, I mean, really, you know, it's something that you just, when you know Yahtzee is totally just gone bonkers.
Yeah, you have a moment right before he strangles you where you go, this isn't going well. This game has fucking gone downhill.
Her husband then pushed her down. When authorities questioned Wood, he said that his wife had fallen in the hallway, that he did not hit her. Wow, this is so tragic again. Wood is charged with domestic battery, kidnapping, false imprisonment of an adult, resisting law enforcement officer without violence, okay, and obstructing someone with the use of 911. So, wow, this guy's a prize. The dice rolling game has been at the center of other crimes, including a murder that was uncovered in June, which is the Minnesota one we just read. Allegedly flew to a violent rage when his mother tried to get him and his brothers to play Yahtzee on Christmas. Police claim that Jacob Cobb, that's an awesome name, strangled Tamara Lee Mason, that's even a cooler name. An older brother allegedly jumped in to help finish her off. Oh my god!
Well, we were
that wasn't in the other story!
Yes, it was!
Was it really?
It totally was. And by the way, I like the fact
by putting a plastic, over her herd? Okay.
Over her herd,
Later, her brother told her to hide the body wow.
By the way, I'm sure that the dead person really, you know, appreciates that you like their name, but go on.
That's a sensitive
remark. It's the kind of thing I would say.
I'm trying to be sensitive to the,
fucktards.
Wow, I mean.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Wow. Okay, so we've got somebody here who's been, like, murdering somebody over Yahtzee, and now we have these people who are beating each other because of Yahtzee.
Yeah. Might just be the guy. I mean, they don't see the woman had anything to do with
it. Well, no, true. I mean, so,
but Yahtzee is the ring. Like, that's my theory. You know, you see Yahtzee, you throw the dice.
It puts you into a blood craze of some sort. Like,
some sort of possession or whatever. Not that that is the ring, but that kind of thing. Something happens, comes over you, and all of a sudden you need to feast.
I know. It's got to be the color of the dice. Are the dice always white?
No, they're always white.
I mean,
is it the black and white?
I think it's the black and white.
Thing?
I think
like,
so.
What?
I think there's something to the color of the dice.
Okay.
The way that you roll them, the sound it makes in that little leather covered thing.
Fuck! It always pissed me off that fucking sound.
Fucking kick its ass.
Sons of bitches! I'll fucking rip that goddamn dicey fucking head off.
I know. You totally. Yeah.
Jesus, man, that just came over me. I can't control myself.
Boy, I'm feeling the rage welling up. So you know what the time is now? It's time to make our call. Guys, we are just totally...
We're amped up.
We're amped now. We are in the zone.
Okay.
We're ready to kill.
Well...
Who are we calling?
Who are we killing is the question you should be asking.
Ooh, yeah. Who are we going to kill?
Who
are we going to slaughter because of this game?
We won't tell them that.
I mean...
Hold on, just one second.
Wait. Okay, get calm.
Well, it's such a tasty Yahtzee victim.
I am so aroused right
now.
Oh,
yeah. We will call our friend Beth.
Ooh, Beth. Beth is going to... She's going to give us her opinion.
Yes.
And then we're going to, like, strip her flesh from her bones and eat her. Oh, I mean...
Bad criminal.
My story is going to be in the Huffington...
Of Minneapolis.
This gets better!
Hello?
Hey, Beth! It's Monica and Shane from the S&M Rants.
Hey!
That was
so
incredibly formal.
I know. we are formal like that.
We try to be proper. We try to be proper with our guests and only ruin their reputation by being on our show so much. Only corrupt them so very much.
Well, you know, Beth and I were talking before the show and, you know, she's ready to be corrupted.
Ooh, I like that. That was supposed to just between you and me, Shane.
Oh. Monica, leave the room.
Oh. Just between me and you and all of your listeners.
Yes,
you know,
exactly. There's so many of them. I mean, why all of them, you know, pay us $10 an episode and we have $20. Anyway, so we are going to record something. I mean, we're live, of course, is what I'm trying to say. Where were we? What were we doing?
Who am I? We were talking about how nudity was awesome. Oh, okay.
We also have fuck cards.
Totally. Scuttle distracted there.
Beth, you have a particular edge because you work in the medical field, and we haven't had anyone with that kind of expertise come to assess the fucktards. So, help us out.
Well, my clinical assessment is that all of these people are complete fucking idiots.
Okay. Well,
clinical
term
for this. Yeah. That will cost you $1,000 for.
Okay, here we writing the check through the computer.
Thank you.
Now, what struck you about these people, my friend? What fucktardedness came over, bitch slapped you and kicked you in the nuts?
Well, there were so many things.
Okay.
There were so many things. It's hard to even know where to start.
Okay. Tell us.
So. Well, first of all, I had to, like, look up Yahtzee. Cause,
yeah, me too, again. Yeah.
All I knew prior to this about Yahtzee was that people yell Yahtzee when they're playing Yahtzee. That's all I knew.
and they yell it apparently really, really loud while murdering. I did not know that. I learned
apparently.
That.
You know, I guess in the defense of the fucktards, when I looked up the rules of Yahtzee and there's all this, like, rolling dice and adding numbers and knowing all this friggin' rules, I kind of see how if someone asked me to play Yahtzee, I might want to kill them.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, just in defense of the fucktards.
No,
but overall, I don't approve of, you know, violence over board games because that's just stupid.
Really?
Yeah,
you've never ever raged about a board game?
I have not.
Your relatives are what you're telling me are all alive, even after a really difficult game of Parcheesi, per se.
Trivial Pursuit, even. We play a lot of Trivial Pursuit, and no one has ever been assaulted.
What about Cranium? I get really mad over Cranium. Is that...
I'm feeling like I really don't play enough board games because I don't think I've ever played Cranium, just like Yahtzee.
It's infuriating. I would kill someone if they suggested I draw one more thing that I can't draw because I can't fucking draw.
Oh, is it kind of like a Pictionary kind of thing?
It's like, there's one section where you have to draw something to get somebody to understand, you know, whatever what it is you're drawing by drawing it. I know my description really is very, very detailed for something. Basically, you have to fucking draw. And then someone will tell you what you're drawing. And if they win, because they're on your team, they will then you know, get one more point. But no one can ever fucking assess what I draw at all, as you know from reading my blog. So anyway, tell me. So yes, okay, now you felt empathy for the Yahtzee killers.
Yes, I did feel the Yahtzee killers. I did feel a slight bit after reading what Yahtzee was, you know, what it entailed.
Right.
And then I had to wonder also, you know, the three brothers that killed their mom because she was insisting that they play Yahtzee.
Yeah.
Like, how much was she pushing this game of Yahtzee? Three of her children found that the only option was to off their mom.
Yeah. She was not going to let go of this game.
She really wasn't. You know, so anytime your mother bugs you about anything, you know, if she doesn't actually drive you to murder her, she's not as bad as this woman, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, well, but apparently they're not that dysfunctional. The end of the article.
Yeah, what was up with that? Like, I mean, that just opened a whole can of worms there. Like, this isn't the most dysfunctional. Well, what is the most dysfunctional family?
It really left us in the dark. It's like, well, but if
but who is? Who is?
Well, the if most there's fun. Three people that kill somebody over a game of Yahtzee and they, you know, strangle her, put like a bag over her head. I don't know if they dismembered her, but that's what I remember. Then they like drive her body around. If that isn't the most dysfunctional family, what the fuck has this guy seen?
Yeah, you really. I want to find the guy who said that cop or whatever, and like, like interview him about his experiences.
Yes. More. I need more.
You also just mentioned something else that really confused me in this article was this driving her around. Because the article says they murdered her on the living room floor.
Right.
And then they, like, drove her to South Dakota, and then they drove her to Minnesota and buried her at her home. Like, why is her living room two states away from her home? Shouldn't your living room be in your home?
Or how about if to disorient her body? They drove her fucking around
her body?
Over and over and over again until she didn't know she was dead and where she was going, and then right back home.
I also never know. I also had to wonder if they didn't drive her to get some burritos and go to a strip club.
Yes, you're expecting that now, aren't you?
Because I hear that's what you do with dead bodies.
It's what you do when you love
it's
somebody.
It's the thing to do when you love someone and then they're dead.
And they're dead. You know, use their money and buy burritos or just drive around to different states.
Sorry,
and don't
you say
sightseeing
you
with mom.
I heard live burrito and then vibrator. I'm not quite sure where this conversation is going, but that's totally
where
I heard.
You got you vibrator out of that.
She's the one talking. I'm just kind of, you know, calling it as I hear it.
And how you hear it is concerning to all of us. And a bit erotic. So, okay. And so, anything else about those, the family feud, Yahtzee style?
Family feud. Yeah,
don't you want this family on Yahtzee? Don't you want this family on Family Feud now that they think about it? Like,
the dead mom bodies there? With
the
them.
Dead mom's body, exactly. And and all of them, you know? And then, you know, they have to, I don't know what the questions would be, but, you know, and then you get the guy who's strangling his girlfriend, and you know, it's Family Feud, but it's literally a feud. And it could be, apparently, if Yahtzee sets them off, then what else, right?
That would be kind of epic.
Yeah. Sorry, okay, so I interrupted, though, but...
Oh, it's okay. No worries. Oh, yeah. I was also, back on the brothers here, thinking about, like, I'm imagining the situation, because the two brothers murdered her, and the third guy was, like, accessory after the fact or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know, two guys killed her brother, killed her mother, and then the third brother comes home, and they're like, we kind of killed mom, and the third guy's like, holy shit, you killed mom, what the hell? And they're like, she was trying to make us play Yahtzee, and the third guy's like, oh, yeah, I get it.
Exactly,
I hate
right?
that. Here, exactly. Can I help you dispose of the body? Like, how did that conversation happen?
I know, right? You just, yeah, that's exactly it. You're wondering, you know, did he have that freak out moment, or was it just immediately like, she made you play Yahtzee, didn't she? Yes, she did. She kept fucking asking, and I couldn't take it. The confession room, you know?
Fuck. Yeah.
That's so awesome.
I would just love this. This would just make an awesome movie. All of it.
It really would. And like, and you know, like, why isn't it already a movie? Like, I know this happened in December, and I guess they figured it all out around June or whatever. But why isn't it a movie? Like, you could see Yahtzee Killers, you know, Family Feud, all those like cheesy titles I came up with. They're no smarter than me. They come up with all the same titles.
And they already had a tagline like right in the article. It was that would be good for a movie. It's like, the motive for the crime, dot, 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 could be a holiday dispute over the game of Yahtzee.
Game over.
Game over.
Oh, my God. That right,
who
so
wrote
awesome.
This thing?
It's genius. It's all genius.
I mean, they got great material to work with, I guess, when you're writing a story like this.
How do you not, like, totally make it a joke when you're writing something like this? Like, I know, you know that it's tragic, right? Like, talking about it earlier. We understand it's tragic, and yet it's the fucking funniest thing because it's just so goddamn stupid. So fucking fucktarded that you just can't help it. So if you're writing it, I mean, you'd have to enjoy the assignment or be like so disturbed you kill yourself. I guess there's only two options, really.
One or the other. Maybe there were a few reporters they put on the story and they killed themselves until they got to the one who could, you know, write the jokes.
Oh, yeah. You're a sick fucker, right? Yeah, okay. We got a job for you. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Just laugh it up with the woman. And, you know, Shane had a nice thing where he just liked the name so much. He liked the dead woman's name. He liked the killer's name. He likes people's names, living or dead.
Well, it was really more or less because I just wanted to, you know, show some empathy and, you know, try and make sure that... okay, sorry, I can't come up with any more bullshit. Essentially, I liked her name.
Wait a minute,
and, you
we
know.
Do not have a show if you can't do that, so stick with me.
Damn it! Oh God, that's so awesome.
Just keep going. Keep going with the bullshit, okay?
Okay, man, I'll totally
work on it. I don't care what you have to do. I don't care what I have to feed you, but you just keep coming up with something, okay?
That's so incredibly hot.
I love you.
Don't you? And what else? And what about the other? What about the heated argument up over Yahtzee?
So the heated argument, the first thing that jumped out at me in that story was, you know, when they describe in great detail how he was choking her. I don't know why that's relevant to the story, but
yeah, you need to know exactly how.
You need to know step by step how he did it.
Totally.
And it says, you know, he was like pushing his knee into her back while telling her to stop screaming.
Yeah.
And all I could think, was she screaming Yahtzee?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
That could get annoying. You'd be like, stop screaming Yahtzee.
Yahtzee.
Shut the fuck up. God. It's like she keeps getting Yahtzee and he never gets Yahtzee and he just can't handle the screaming. Yahtzee.
And she's doing it just to torment him at a certain point. Yeah. She's the life's going out of her and she's Yahtzee.
Oh my God. That's so awesome.
That's wonderful.
And then they talk about, like, she was trying to leave because she knew the Yahtzee had gotten out of hand.
Yes, yes.
Like, is this a common occurrence in their houses?
Yeah, exactly.
They just speak to Yahtzee all the time, and she thought it was getting to that point where, he's going to choke me pretty soon, I better leave.
I got to pull back here, yeah. Yeah, I've seen that Yahtzee look in his eyes. I know what that means. It means he's gonna fucking murder me for this game. You know how sometimes, like, people are super competitive, you know, like, during any sort of game, and you're, you know, like, I'm a fairly competitive person. Like, I get, like, really, not irate, but, like, more annoyed than I should at playing Jenga when I don't, you know? Like, I'm quite horrifyingly serious.
You totally get enraged over Jenga?
I get enraged when I don't win because I think it means I'm stupid. Like, I think that other people
Jenga is
clearly
an IQ test.
Yes.
Obviously. And the fact that I think it's an IQ test also says more about me than I want to admit. But okay. And so I am a fucktard. But I have seen people, like, just really get just furious. Like, more just than just being like, oh, fuck, I didn't win, which is pretty much what I'm like, oh, I should have done that better. But, you know, really get, like, just crazy over it. You know, you cheated, you fucking bitch. I mean, I've seen, like, people get, like, worrisome where you're like, you actually need to be medicated now. Like, it's a fucking game. Why are you going? What are you doing? I mean, I can see that this could happen. Like, he could be sitting there and see, you know, all of a sudden, you know, she wins and then, you know, he gives her that look and she knows. She knows she's only got a few minutes before his Yahtzee rage is electrified.
Which is why she should have stopped yelling Yahtzee.
Exactly. It's really. We're blaming the victim here, though. I mean, you know.
Wow.
She's distancing herself from us in this podcast at this point. You are the meanest women I have ever met, says Shane.
Oh,
and the frightening
God,
thing
is so awesome.
How extremely petite and cute you might appear.
Yeah, so once thought that you were smart and intelligent, but now I fear for my life.
I think we're basically like gremlins, you know? Like, just
don't feed us after midnight.
Exactly. Or just don't put us in a context where we can discuss fucktards and then the venom.
Fucktards make me angry. I can't help it.
Exactly. Okay, so, you know, she knew it was getting out of hand. She was screaming Yahtzee. She started backing away, you know.
Yeah, the other thing that's weird is that one of the charges against him after, you know, this, you know, they describe in detail this violent attack.
Yes.
That he resisted law enforcement officer without violence.
Hey, stop arresting me.
Like, it's not a hunger strike? Like, I'm picturing guns.
When I meant no violence, I really meant no violence. I'm going to hold my breath.
It's pretty he's just kind of going, no. Get in the car.
Get in the car now. No, I don't want to.
No.
I'm really sorry.
I'm mad about my Yahtzee game.
His violence quota had been used up for the day. He didn't have any left. So he was like, no, not going to get in the car.
You know, his violence is only exacerbated or you know, I don't have words anymore. But it's like a petri dish. It only, like, expands. Oh, God, I'm really not coming up with anything. bottom line is, his rage only happens in conjunction with Yahtzee. Any other time
had said Yahtzee.
Exactly.
Would have been resisting with violence.
Yeah. No, he's got non-violent protests generally. Except if you piss him off about Yahtzee. Then he changes. He morphs into some, you know, exactly. And you know, you can imagine her explanation to her friends, you know, like they witness this at one point, right? Because it's happened before, obviously, for her to know this is going to happen again, yeah. When it was happening, you know, and it's just like, no, don't worry. No, he's a really nice guy. Just gets way over Yahtzee. Just, every other time, he's totally sweet. Look at him with the call officer. Look how nice he is with that puppy. No, it's just Yahtzee. It just brings out the worst in him. I'm sorry. I'm sorry he tried to punch you in the face.
I wonder if, like, she can't not play Yahtzee, because then it would be, like, the other story where he would actually murder her if she refused.
Oh!
Like, if there's a, you know, like...
Interesting.
It would be, like, the reverse of what happened in the other one.
You can't really win with Yahtzee.
You can't win. You can't not play.
Yeah.
But you can't play.
Well, exactly. So, you play and you're fucked then, too. This is... Yahtzee is more horrifying than I have ever imagined.
Yeah. Well, while I was doing my Yahtzee research, I mean, I went to Wikipedia to see what the hell Yahtzee was exactly.
Okay. Yes.
There is no reference to Yahtzee-related crimes on Wikipedia. I was very shocked by that, because clearly...
Did you add an entry?
I will. I will. Okay. I was just looking at it, like, you know, 5 minutes before you called. as soon as we are done here, I will go on the Wikipedia page and add a section on Yahtzee-related crime.
It does actually seem like there should be, like, a precedent. Like, if there's two in 1 year, that we know of, and maybe there's people that won't tell people about it because they're embarrassed by the Yahtzee bringing that out in someone.
We just want to bring awareness about the problem, so people will feel comfortable to talk
exactly
about it.
And then it's going to be like road rage, you know? It's going to get its own name, Yahtzee rage, and, you know? It's just going to... It always happens like that, right? It always happens in, like, threes. There's, like, something, and then it becomes, like, this trend where you're like, oh my god, that happened again? So we're just going to see a lot more of this.
Copycat Yahtzee crimes. That's what's going to happen.
Huh. Yeah, that's what we were saying, that there's going to be, like, you know, instead of, like... We got a 248 here. It's like, we got a whatever the fuck it stands for, Yahtzee.
Gets its own police code.
Its own police code. What else was I going to ask you? I looked it up, actually. I was going to tell you that I actually looked it up on meetup.com because I wanted to know how much in danger we were all in. You know, how many groups were there where they were playing this? There was none except, I think, in...
prison? Was it in prison?
Frighteningly, there was one in Vegas.
Oh.
Which I think would be the place it would become even more problematic. But
yes.
I don't know. But yes, I didn't see any prison meetups, maybe because they don't put those there. I don't.
You're not allowed to have.
Your experience in the internet is limited. but meetup is for people that go out of the house. So,
oh, yes. Out of the house.
I see. That's what happens. So tell us. I know you've done, like, you know, you've sat back, you've really pondered this, it's important to you.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think is the biggest fucktop? Okay.
I have thought about this a lot. Okay. I even read, like, a few of the other articles on these stories, because a few different sites had them, because
that is a lot.
I have nothing better to do than click links on the internet. and apparently the reason the brothers got caught, you know, for killing their mom was because that third brother, the accessory after the fact guy, asked a friend of his for advice on how to dispose of a human body. Because that's not suspicious.
And I think he's just asking for research purposes. Just general research. Go on.
So that was how he got caught. I guess the friend was like, that's fucking weird. And then, you know, told the police. And then they went and found the dead mom. So I think that the third brother is the biggest fucktard of the week. Both because that's a really, really stupid thing to ask someone, but also because, you know, the two brothers who actually killed their mom, you know, heat of the moment, we all understand how Yahtzee could drive someone to murder. The third guy doesn't have the heat of the moment excuse. Like, he came in, mom's already dead. Others say he's dead. You've got that moment of sober second thought where you should be able to go, I'm not going to help you dispose of her body.
No, I won't do that.
I will not. I do not think this is a good idea. And he didn't. He was like, no, I'm down with it. I'm going to ask my friends how to dispose of her body. I'm going to drive her around with you, bury her in the yard.
And we're going to just go from there. Yeah. This plan will go splendidly.
What could possibly go wrong with this plan?
Didn't Shane and I, like, Shane, if you remember this, am I dreaming? Because I know I've read this article. Wasn't there an article where someone went up to some woman, you know, and was like, hey, I really hate my daughter-in-law. And, you know, if I were going to kill her, I would do it in XYZ, very, very clear, you know, itemized, you know, strangle her with a cord from my backyard, you know, take lead shoes, put them on her feet, drop her in the swamp, whatever. Like, it was very, very, very detailed, elaborate plan. And then a few years later, the daughter-in-law ends up dead, and this coworker that this woman was talking to eventually goes to police saying, I didn't think of anything of it at the time, but now that the woman's dead, I kind of think maybe she did it in exactly that way that was described to me. Did we read this story?
That is just fucked.
So anyway, that's all, not to contradict your point, because I think actually that is the best assessment of why that guy is completely the biggest fucktar. But it's funny because it's like, you know, as if the friend would have to be the biggest fucktar to sit there and be like,
yeah.
So you're asking, about disposing a body, TV show you saw? Yeah, okay. I mean, I wonder if the guy even gave him a backstory, if he's just like, don't ask any questions, Steve. I'm going to ask you something really personal, but you're a good friend of mine, and I really trust your judgment. If I had a dead body, hypothetically, in the trunk out there that I had driven around from North Dakota to Minneapolis, where would I put it? Oh, is that guy, is the last guy the guy that gave him the, like, I'm going to call the cops, but by the way, where you should bury her is in the backyard of the first place you were at?
You know, you didn't need to drive her around, you should have just buried her right there.
Exactly. Yeah. So start with that, and meanwhile, I'm going to dial. So that's your assessment.
My assessment. Third guy. I'm interested in what you guys decided.
All right. We didn't make any decisions, but Shane. Shane, yes. Who would your fucktard have been? My voice went up so fucking high there. It was like,
I know,
my nuts. I don't know.
Okay,
what would you have fucktard?
Well, I have to say that my favorite is probably, I'm probably going to have to go with the story that that I read.
Okay, the strangulation dude.
Well, you see, the thing is that we've already been through the Menendez brothers. Already been through.
It's gotten old. Mother murder.
Yeah,
has
it's
gotten
an
old
story.
Mother murder is so last year.
I know. I mean, you've got all these things that have happened, and you know, when it really comes down to it, I'm just not into it as much as I used to be.
Oh, it's kind of sad.
You know, I really think
that breaks my heart, actually.
Well, I mean, I'm just going to have to.
I'm sure your mother's very happy to hear
that. That's actually very true.
Well, this is comforting. I mean, are you listening, Mom? Yeah, if my mom listened to a podcast, you know, that I would, you know, I'd be done. I'd be like, you know, I can't do these anymore, Monica.
Oh.
And my mother would just be.
That is
yeah,
so
she
sad.
Would call me every day, lecture me about how I can't go into politics now. I mean, it would just be awful.
Because planning on that, and you were so right for it. So right for it. Nothing else would ever come out.
The Right Honorable Shane.
That's the Right Honorable Shane. Yeah, it's so sad. But yeah.
I thought you were going to be the mayor of some town and judge people.
Yes, we're.
That's true.
Is that going to be off the table now because of this podcast?
Well,
you
he's
see,
he's going to buy the town, is what we plan.
Oh, okay. Then no worries. Then no problem. Awesome.
We still have plans, don't you?
Okay.
Chicky Poo, we got it. We got it under control.
Okay.
Don't worry. We got big fucking plans for the show, okay? Don't worry, you're pretty little head about that.
Famous by the end of tomorrow. It's going to be so wicked. We're going to be like totally known everywhere.
Internet famous. Internet fucking famous. No one will give a flying fuck. Okay, and so
that
so
made
Shane,
me so sad.
I'm really sorry.
I've totally forgotten what I was saying.
You like Mr. Strangulation because you think he's
the mother thing. You know, it's awesome. It's awesome. It's totally awesome that they're totally killing
so
their mothers.
Awesome.
No, but jeez, I'm going to hell. Now that I've said that out loud, that's so sad. But yeah, I think that we should. That's my vote. How that all works.
Okay. All right. You sounded very passionate right at the end. It was
I was trying to be all very excited.
I know that I'm both going to hell, and my mother hates me if she ever hits the show.
I was trying to be diplomatic. Right through me.
You were a lot less motivated to give us an answer then. It's just like. This all fucking sucks, so I guess I'm going to go with that guy or whatever.
Yeah,
this is fucking shitty life, okay?
I just can't really talk about it out loud because my mom's going to be here. It's going to kick my ass. It's just going to be so awesome.
Yeah. Well, depressed you. I guess I'll just throw in my vote here. Because I have control. Otherwise, no one would care. I think I'm with you, Beth. I actually like group them all together.
Yes.
As a unit of stupidity, a unit of fucktardedness, a measurement. they were all one to me. One great fucktards.
trio of fucktards. The trifecta of fucktards.
But if it's cubed. Fucktard cubed. Yes.
There you go.
All of them. And I'm glad it only took me 45 seconds to figure that out. I can't you wait with honest. Yes. So I thought they were all a unit of fucktardedness, and I was just, you know, completely and utterly baffled by all of it. And, you know, especially the disheartening message that they were not the most dysfunctional family. That is a sobering, sickening, distressing realization for all of us.
It really is.
There's really no hope now. And on that note,
I'm going to go cry.
Yeah,
I'm going to cry like a small child.
Tell us a little bit about yourself that you're willing to disclose to our listeners.
Oh.
Anything you want to say? You have a blog?
I do.
Yes.
The blog is called Not To Be Trusted With Knives.
Why is it called that?
It's gone through many names. That's the name I sort of settled on. It's mostly because I'm rather clumsy and really shouldn't be trusted with knives because I often cut myself. Like, you know, when you're like chopping vegetables, it's because I'm.
I was just waiting for the. But let me back up for a minute and clarify what I mean by cut myself.
I cut myself. I moved myself down.
No, it's like I'd be chopping vegetables, and then my finger will be like a vegetable.
Yes,
like that kind of clumsy. Not like I gotta cut myself.
Because spending time with Monica. Because
the fucktards make
so sad.
And yeah, so you do. I'm sorry. I apologize if I'm interrupting you. I'm going to adjust the headset just for 1 second here, but it's going to make a lot of noise because I actually can't hear you right now. So
that's
wow, it sounded like you broke somebody's neck.
Okay, so you're coming in and out of me,
Oh, Monica. That's supposed to just be between you and I.
You know, it's really awesome.
I don't know
because
whether to be disturbed or. Just so aroused.
In these headphones, and maybe no, and once we listen to it, nobody else will know what I'm talking about, and we'll just assume I'm totally fucking stupid and crazy. And that's fair. But in my head, what you sound like is totally effing auto-tuned. Like, you are a total Rebecca Black T-Pain song right now. Like, it's
awesome.
Just... everything you're saying, my blog is really, really... It's like, it's coming in and out, and so it's very awesome in its own way. But, okay, so your blog, what's it about? Tell us a little bit about it.
I never know how to answer this question because I have, like, a really short attention span. So for, like, a week it'll be about one thing and then I'll get bored of that and then it'll be about something else. And, you know, then I'll blog about something totally inane and everyone will actually read that one. It's kind of about everything and nothing. I don't know. You have
You're
to
totally
kind of...
selling it there, Beth.
I know.
You're doing a real Monica job of selling that.
stuff and things, and sometimes I post pictures of hot hockey players if that's of interest to anyone.
No. No one in the city we live in.
Nobody in the city we live in. No, or the country we're in would care about something like that.
No, that would be just...
Not at all. Not at all.
There's really, other than that, no reason to read my blog, you know.
Actually, it's really funny. It's very funny, and you're really funny. And, yeah. And where can we find that? Is it BethSnow.com?
No, it is not. It used to be... Actually, some squatter has BethSnow.com and won't sell it to me and makes me very angry. But it used to be at drbethsnow.com, but that's now my supposedly professional blog.
Oh.
Which means I never put anything on there.
Especially not anymore, not when you've told us about it.
Not now. But my Not To Be Trusted With Knives blog is at nottobetrustedwithknives.com.
Oh, okay, okay.
Makes it kind of easy. Okay. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm Beth77.
Excellent.
I follow her because she's awesome.
You do? I follow her too, and she's awesome. Well, Beth,
I follow me too.
Yay! Thank you so very much for doing this. Really appreciate your wonderful expertise and loveliness.
I love her too.
Aw, what a great big love fest.
Rand, 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 rand.
Rand, 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 rand. So, Monica, I hear you've got a problem.
I have a problem, yeah.
And I hear this problem's really, it's taken over your life. It's sucking
the
life, draining your will to live.
Okay, it's not that dramatic.
Okay, well, you have an insomnia story for
us.
That's pretty much what I was trying to lead up to.
So my whole life, you know, on and off, I've been an insomniac, which is,
everyone suffers from it once in a while.
Yeah, fucked up in an interesting in its own way.
Tell me about your insomnia.
Yes. So what all I'm going to tell you about is it's... I've always been, like, a really spaced out person, you know? Like, I live in my own world.
Can I just say for the record
that...
I don't buy that.
See, you know what? You don't buy that, but then you don't see me in certain situations. Like, I'm not a spaced out person. Like, I get things done.
Right.
I'm really responsible.
Okay.
But if you see me walking down the street, I zone out and I talk to myself.
But that's normal.
Not when you occasionally walk into traffic or something.
Have you walked into traffic?
I've done that. But that's also been the part of the insomnia, because it's been like I've been overtired and I just don't recognize things. And I'm like, oh shit, that's cars.
I don't recognize moving cars.
This happened. You know, where I'll look in one direction but not the other. But anyway.
All right, let's hear it.
All that to say, please don't let my parents be listening to this, because they always lecture me about looking both ways. And I'm already in my late 30s.
I can't do your mom.
I was like, listening to your podcast. And you said that I told you, please look both ways. I don't want you today. All right. So, but as the years have gone by, I've noticed this with my friends, too, that are older, is that your memory gets more and more eroded, right? So if you're already a space cadet, it just gets worse and worse. And that's not all to say that in some ways it's extremely funny, because I have no memory of some things, and I also sometimes wonder who I've said things to or done whatever. Anyway, this has been amusing me lately. So one time, just a little background, is that I spaced out so bad that I was actually trying to buy a bus ticket from a payphone.
Okay.
You know, I was like putting my money in, and I wasn't understanding why there was no ticket coming out of this machine. And then I was like, oh, it's a phone. Okay, well, that would explain it, right? This took a bit. But what's happened lately is I've been looking at things on the internet, and for instance, I saw an iTunes review that I was reading it, and I was like, wow. Exactly, man. That person has hit the nail right on the head there. Like, that was, you know, it's true. The podcast is funny. Sometimes they don't like themselves for laughing at it, but they find it funny and they like the host. And that's exactly how I feel. And then I realized I wrote it. But it took until after I read it and then saw my name. I didn't realize I'd written it. I just thought I agreed totally with everything this person was saying. Now the look I'm getting from Shane is like, oh, I'm getting the pity, the psychiatrist pity look. Oh, crap. Okay. Yes?
I just want to establish that you have a problem.
I know I do. So I'm telling you about it. I'm telling you about it so you can help me.
I'm so glad you brought this to me.
Okay.
Because I'll be able to help you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shane.
I will be able to
you do this without molesting me, please?
Oh, well,
Nothing then.
Sorry, I got nothing after okay. that. I was going straight to the molestation.
I know. We've discussed that before now.
Sorry then, fine. All right. I'm
if
sorry.
You don't want to be helped.
You're doomed.
And I'm sorry.
Doomed.
I want to be better.
For you.
I want to be better. What can I do, Shane?
I really had anymore. Nothing beyond molestation. I'm sorry. Okay. That's my solution for everything.
Well, then I'll tell you something else I did. Similarly, I saw an Etsy review, and exactly what you're expecting now, I read the Etsy review, and I thought exactly how I feel about that product. Again, moments later, realizing I had written it. These are, by the way, there's not a lot of time gaps. Like, these things have been written, were written maybe 3-4 months before I read them, maybe 6 maximum. Okay, last one I did was in relation to you. We do this podcast, and I have this little Google Doc, my ideas about stuff in it, right? Okay. And, you know, for every podcast, it'll be like, okay, these are the stuff that, you know, we might bring in or might do. And sometimes I'll try to bring in some content on my own, you know, I recorded on my own. Like the erotic stories or whatever. And in this case, something we're going to play later on. Anyway, and so my note, apparently to myself, I think, unless you were in this document, which I checked, because I had to check if it was me or it was you, but I had a note that was, you know, record, blah, 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 record the, and then it said, do something, Monica. And I opened this document a few days, I guess, after I had written it and looked at it and went, well, Shane, fucking thank you. You know, I try my best, and here's you giving me a fucking attitude in the Google document. Do something, Monica. Get it together. Just fucking try to do some content on your own, you fucking loser.
I'm just, you know, I'm tired of just carrying you in this podcast. I mean, really? I mean, it's all the Shane show. I mean, really? He's not here to say, he's not in the sidekick role. No. Shane is the star.
You are the star.
Oh my god!
I would be nothing without you.
That's awesome.
I had to check. I had to look and check the versions because I was like, "Well, that's a bit rude of you." And then I looked at the versions, and it was all edited, blah blah blah, by Monica. Edited on
Shane
by Monica. You have not
August 10th.
No, you haven't logged in. It was me writing a note to myself and then getting incensed by the note I wrote to myself. What a complete fucktard.
Rant.
People get prizes for discoveries in sciences, physics.
Really?
They do.
Wow.
But you know what you get when you've done 21 episodes of a show where you rant your fucking heart out every fucking week? Do you know what you get? You don't get fucking shit!
Nothing?
Nothing! Nothing fucking at all!
Well, some people better fucking, you know,
they better
get
fucking
on that.
Get on that!
Okay? You know, it's... Okay, I'm trying to... I'm
just
trying
gonna
to be
hold
calm
it together, okay?
I'm trying to keep it together.
But it's hard. It's hard, man. It's just fucking hard. Okay, go on.
Okay. Yep. Now, everyone out there who's listening to this today, who gets to this very point... You've pissed Monica off.
Oh, you fucking have.
And you know what happens when Monica gets pissed off? She...
Oh, she...
It's hurting me.
Die, you... Yahtzee! All right, by the way, we're on... You can find us on Twitter at RantMeHard. You can find us on Facebook S&M Rants, facebook.com/S&M Rants or something like that. And we're really got it together. And also email us if you like us or find things for us to do.
Because
we're
awesome.
Because
we're
awesome.
Where can the emails at?
What?
I actually have no idea.
I don't know, but you know what? It's on the show notes.
Oh, well, so then they can just click there.
Or talk to us on Facebook or Twitter. We'll answer stuff.
It'll be awesome.
Also, I'm on yourdoseofLucy.com. And you are.
And I'm at changeworld.ca.
Don't fucking make us mad. Follow us!